Canal des Deux Mers Bicycle Tour with BikeTourFrance.net. September 2026. Ride Day 6, Castelnaudry to Carcassonne. Carcassonne exists because rulers, kings, crusaders, and armies understood the importance of controlling this corridor between the Atlantic and the Mediterranean. For more than 2,000 years, whoever held Carcassonne controlled one of the principal gateways into Languedoc. The fortress that dominates the skyline at the end of today's ride is the physical expression of that reality. The defining moment came during the Albigensian Crusade. In August 1209, a crusading army of roughly 10,000 men arrived before the walls of Carcassonne. The city was crowded with refugees from surrounding towns already devastated by the crusade. Water shortages, overcrowding, and the threat of starvation quickly became critical. Raymond Rougeau-Étrennes-Cavel, the young Viscount of Carcassonne, attempted to negotiate with the crusaders but was seized during the talks and imprisoned. He died in captivity 2 months later under circumstances that remain controversial. The fall of Carcassonne marked a turning point in the struggle between the independent lords of southern France and the expanding authority of the French crown. The consequences lasted for centuries. By 1226, Carcassonne had become part of the royal domain. French kings transformed it into one of the most formidable fortresses in Europe. The double wall system visible today developed between the 13th and 17th centuries and eventually incorporated 53 towers. An attacker who breached the outer defenses still faced a second complete line of fortifications before reaching the heart of the city. The struggle against heresy did not end with military victory. Between 1245 and 1246, Dominican inquisitors summoned more than 5,500 people from across the Lauragais to answer questions about Cathar beliefs and suspected heresy. Lords, merchants, shepherds, craftsmen, and laborers all found themselves drawn into the investigation. More important than the numbers was the method. The procedures refined here became the model for later inquisitions throughout Europe. Religious conflict continued long after the Cathars disappeared. Nearby Mont-Saint-Puel became a Protestant stronghold during the Wars of Religion and successfully resisted Catholic attempt to subdue it. Yet the village also produced one of the most remarkable humanitarian figures in medieval Europe. Pierre Nolasc, born in Mont-Saint-Puel, founded the Order of Mercy in 1218. Dedicated to ransoming Christians captured by Barbary raiders, the order eventually helped secure the freedom of thousands of captives from North Africa and the Eastern Mediterranean. The ride ends at one of the most recognizable fortified cities in the world. What visitors see today is not simply a medieval fortress but a timeline written in stone. Roman foundations, Crusader fortifications, Royal French military architecture, and later modifications remain visible within the same complex. During the 19th century, architect Eugène Viollet-le-Duc devoted 26 years to restoring the crumbling citadel. His methods sparked controversy, but his work helped establish many of the principles of modern heritage conservation. In 1997, Carcassonne was designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Nearly 4 million visitors now pass through its gates each year. The fortress that once stood at the center of crusades, royal expansion, religious conflict, and military innovation has become one of Europe's most celebrated historical landmarks.